Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 596. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
And a special guest, a friend of the show, Marshall 205.
What up?
Good morning.
You had like a long pause.
He had to unmute his mic. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
I like dramatic.
He's not that respectful.
I like being dramatic.
Yeah, that checks out.
Right.
Speaking of dramatic, how was the struggle this morning that you were able to finally make it on here? Was it tough? Were you really brave?
I told you I was smoking some meat on the smoker, so I had to get up and check on it. So I was always up.
Yeah. See, as soon as something's important to him, he's here. But if it was just this, no, right. No effort.
Well, hopefully your listeners know that y'all have all day Sunday. You can do whatever you want to do, but you're like, we're going to ass crack a dawn do this podcast.
It's been like that for, 13 years?
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, right. Don't change. I mean, that's kind of like our U.S. politics. Don't ever change it.
You've been on the show for 10 seconds. You brought up politics already. Have you ever listened to the show?
Yeah.
It doesn't come up often.
Right.
Between me and you, we're going to sound a lot like the debate, and Gerald's going to be the mediator.
No.
No, they won't understand. Sure.
Yeah, I don't sound like either one of those guys.
We'll be talking about our golf game.
Mine's non-existent. So there's nothing for me to lie about.
You guys were talking about your cornhole game earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, see?
Yeah, but I'm not actually good at cornhole, and I've never claimed to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that on the record.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I know you're not good, because sometimes I come close.
No, what is close? You.
I've been within like 2-3 bags.
No,
of beating you, which is crazy because I'm not good.
I don't remember that ever.
Of course you don't, because you only remember the good times.
No, because it cancels scoring, and I can cancel you out about every single time. So,
no, I've been right there at it, and. That's how I know you're not good, because if you were good, somebody with no talent like me wouldn't be up there beside you.
I don't know if you've ever made it over 10 points.
Yeah. You choose not to remember those moments.
Okay. Well, I would like to say we could do it again, but, you know, 3 more years before we could tailgate.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans don't allow tailgating for the next 3 years. Sorry for the inconvenience. Ticket prices, they have stayed consistent, though. They're actually gone up.
Yeah, gone up.
Yeah. Tailgating's gone away. Stadium. Ticket price has gone up. Now, Gerald, would you ever consider going, like being a season ticket holder?
For a sports team, if I live near that I liked, yes.
For your Tennessee Titans?
For people that like the Tennessee Titans now.
But you get to the hang also?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't thought about it, but I'm going to say I wouldn't rule it out.
A couple of brewskis with the boys.
Some root beers.
Yeah. A couple Pepsi Zeros and Coke Zeros.
He could be like one of those retired cops that played with us, you know?
Those guys. We beat those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
They subbed a guy in and still lost. That wasn't even in the rules.
They're playing threes. I was like, hey. Yeah.
He said we got to let him play because it's his 10 over there. I'm like, that's not our problem.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to get the guy from with the Rivian over there. I was like, hey, come here.
Yeah. Yeah, they had that high road coffee they brought from the Exxon.
Yeah. Blue light was on when they scooped it up.
Yeah, I want to share a special shout out to the dipshit that was in the gas station the other day when I was there. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. On a Friday, and this guy comes in, big buff dude, and he goes, how's the coffee? And the lady behind the register says, well, it's not Starbucks, but it's drinkable, which I think is a funny response.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, but how is it today? She goes, well, I haven't had it today. He goes, did you not make it? She said, yeah, I made it, but I didn't have any. He goes, so you have no idea how the coffee is, but you put your name on it. And she said, it's just coffee. I think it's all right. Like, I don't think you're going to have a problem with it. And he, like, did, like, a smart-ass, like, laugh. Like, I don't know. Everything about this guy made me hope that when I walked out, he had four flats. he was driving a big jacked up truck that's never seen the dirt. Mm-hmm. And but I just hated him because I'm like, why are you worried about the quality of 89 cent gas station coffee?
Right.
What do you think you're getting, just out of curiosity?
They're going to make it special for him.
Yeah. And the
you
fact
should
that
have walked over
if she tried the coffee,
Starbucks.
I should have, but if she tried the coffee every day, she'd be fired for stealing. You can't just be sampling your own product like that.
Right.
Like, she works the counter at the gas station. She's not a chef. She doesn't taste as she goes.
She should have just said, I don't drink coffee. I don't know.
Yeah. She should have said, buy it or don't.
Yep. Starbucks is down the road.
Hey. Yeah. Another move would have been just to take the pot and toss it out in the middle of the floor.
On his face?
Yeah. Be like, how's it taste?
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's, like, it's burning. It's burning.
And go out there and make sure it's still tires. Hot.
Yeah. And then while he's doing that, grabbing his face, I'll be out there letting air out.
Yeah. Not shaking him.
Yeah, I'm not going to stab him. I'm just going to let it out. I'm just going to soften him up so the light comes on.
How you get one of them valve stem removers, you know, that steals the little needle out of the middle of it.
Yeah, that's no good. No good. That's not going to hold air now.
Yep.
Yeah, you just keep one of them in your pocket.
You just keep them little finishing nails and a little ball peen hammer in your pocket.
They really sell stuff like that? I've never even heard of that.
The valve stem removers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not used for notorious, they're nefarious things like he was talking about. They're for the professionals.
Yeah, they're for airing up a tire really fast.
Yeah, he's used to it from where he was stealing copper and stuff out of them.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Copper out of what?
Catalytic converter. You're down there with the Sawzall. You're down there with the Sawzall cutting them off.
Stealing people's valves.
Back when you were thiefing.
When I was what?
Thiefing.
For a second, I thought you said chafing. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm sure you chafed too, but you remember back in the day when you used to siphon gas and all that?
Yeah.
Last week. Sure.
He'd go to a Kohl's and fill up 5-6 containers.
That's how I met Gerald. He arrested me.
Nope.
He's on the beat.
Yeah. Look, Gerald, just because you're undercover now doesn't mean anything. Like, you need to let it out. You're not in a high-risk sting anymore.
You'd be the worst undercover cop ever since we talk about it every week.
Right. Right. I'm trying to remember, did you meet me when I was working at the shoe store or at the corporate office? I think it was the corporate office.
Me?
Yeah. Actually, met in person. Yeah.
I was at GameStop, so whatever year that was for you where you were working at. You were at Journeys, right?
Yeah, I was at Journeys and then went to their corporate office in 2011.
Yeah,
I didn't know y'all ever met.
Yeah, we had lunch at Wendy's over there by the mall.
Yeah, we ate chicken.
I didn't eat chicken. Yeah, you were there. Me, us three.
It would have been fucking weird if it had just been me and him. We just met.
That's how people meet.
Yeah, on Grindr.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how people meet. I mean, it could have been a situation where, like, we talked on PlayStation or something, y'all set up a lunch date.
Oh, he was real suspect back in those days playing PlayStation. You couldn't say a fucking word without him making a comment.
Gerald was real sexual back then. Howard, you've never met Pat Man.
No, played with him for I don't know how many years now, but never met him.
I've met him, but it was before we started playing.
Yeah, you knew him before you knew him.
Yeah.
I guess that's weird to think about since we play games together all the time that some of you don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, Matt, trying to think of who else. About the only two that I've done anything with outside of just playing video games with. And Gerald, now that, you know, we went to lunch and he's invited me to many, many, many Lego conventions. I just, something always happens.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Don't want to take your.
Yeah, you didn't go last time, asshat.
Yeah, I didn't go last time. Funds are tight.
Yeah, Elam. Elam, if you're listening, one of two things. Get off because you're going to burst into flames.
I feel like, Gerald, you know both Matt and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Padman doesn't know either one of them in person. So really, it's Padman's fault. He's the one that doesn't really know anybody except for me. And the weird thing about that is we were only friends for, like, in person, like, for a few months. But then we've played, like, video games ever since.
Yeah.
Or I guess we were friends in person since then. But, like, I've only really knew him for a little while. And then we've been better online friends. And then when I went down there for work, I went to dinner with him and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was, video games, I guess, is the thing that keeps everybody together.
Just weird. Cause I have people I've played with way back in the Call of Duty Marvel for 2 days that have never met. And they still message me to play games.
You must've been a god at that game.
No.
Yeah. I played in 22 years and they're still like, we got to get G back in here.
No, we went on and played other games. We played Grand Theft Auto. We played Fallout. We played other games, but they.
You know, we got that one. You know, we got.
Is that what they called it? Is that what they called him? Was G?
Yeah, 100%. Call of Duty days. Yeah, no doubt they called him G.
No.
Yeah. You talking about open mic lobby days? Whenever you just get back to the same lobby and everybody's like, "Hey, fuck you, fuck you."
Yeah. It's just swears and racial slurs. Open lobbies were tough.
Yeah, I know.
God forbid you be a female.
Oh, God, yes.
Or just someone with a soft tone.
Especially one of the ones I play with. Anytime there's a female and all of a sudden he came into
Dr. Love. What are you doing?
Trying to be the right thing. Trying to say, don't talk to her like that.
Being a hero. I'll tell you, the open lobby days, I'm glad that when we went away from that. Now, I assume it's still that way. We just don't play anything hop mic'd ever.
Right. I was playing Fallout 76 the other day and there's a big event and they were more cordial, but there was a lot of like, get out of here, you suck, go away. You're messing stuff up. But different terminology. But I always play on mute when I play. But they call it, when I played, it was always, because of my screen name, it was always Hoff.
Like Hasselhoff. Mm-hmm. Like, don't hassle the Hoff.
My nickname growing up was G, and most people still call me G, that know me from back in the day.
From COD.
No, I'm talking from high school and middle school.
I've played Call of Duty once, and nobody's ever asked me to play again.
G's streaming name is 360 No Scope.
Yeah. You miss Call of Duty?
No.
You miss kicking with the boys, just shooting folks in the face and talking mad shit?
No, because I wasn't really good at it. I just like playing.
What's the last one you competitively played?
Probably Black Ops 2.
Been a while. They're on like 7 now, aren't they? 42.
I think 5 or 4 is just about to release or something.
6.
5.
Modern Warfare 2 for me.
That's been a while too.
A long while. I was more of a Battlefield player than I was a Call of Duty player. I liked the slow and a little more tactical than I did the fast. I mean, Call of Duty had its days, but I had to play with a group of people that were into that type of stuff. Cause if it just been left up to me to play, then I would have went off and done something different. Cause it just wasn't fun unless I was on with a bunch of other guys that were playing the same thing.
But see that, so you were an Xbox player back then.
Yeah.
And that is what you played, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. I played a lot of Call of Duty, played more Battlefield than anything. If you like go and look at my hours played, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Battlefield 1, Hardlines, all that.
Yeah, you're on Xbox. You didn't play with us ever. And then you got a PlayStation, and then we got you to get Rocket League.
Yeah, so back when I was broke, the Xbox was cheaper, and I was able to find one of those, so I scooped it up. And then saved up a little cash and got me, I think it was a PS3 at the time. And that's when I got back with you and Dan. I think it's when he was playing a lot.
Are you sure it wasn't a PS4?
It might have been a PS4. I had a PS3, though.
Yeah, but didn't you probably had a PS3 when you were working at GameStop?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I don't know. The timeline's all confusing. We didn't play games together, though. We didn't even talk as friends for a long time.
That's correct.
And then I remember you started playing. So you started playing Rocket League. Me, Patman, and Dan we played Rocket League, the three of us.
Yeah.
And then you jumped in and were just god awful.
Y'all weren't good either, though.
But then 15 minutes in, you were better than Dan already.
I don't know that that's how it was, but he drove that Ripper, which hurt him.
What he started to say is he doesn't know that Dan was ever better than him, but he stopped short of it because he values the friendship, but I'll fill it in for you guys. And then it took like a year for you to catch up to us.
I don't know that I'm caught up to you guys. I'm just decent enough to play with you, but
we don't play anymore, so.
Yeah, I know. You rest in peace it the other day, yesterday, when I sent you your theme song that you play whenever it scores goals. I
hung up the keys. You can't, you know, it's a young man's game.
Yeah.
You just hand you can't eyes, do it not forever. There. Yeah, it's a. Gerald has dabbled with Rocket League over the years, which you've never fully committed.
Right. Not except for early on when there was a gang of us and we were just all trying to figure out who's going to play, who's not.
Yeah.
Because it'd be me, you, Dan, Matt, and then Patman joined because Matt would sometimes play and sometimes he wouldn't. Dan, same thing.
Yeah. Well, Matt played all the way until he had an aneurysm playing that one night with Howard, I think.
Well, I was going to say, let's talk about Rocket League for a second. I may not have been good, but I guarantee you I caused multiple people to fucking quit playing that game and or break controllers.
Yeah. You were tough to play with early on. I know that you like to remember it a lot differently, but you were tough to play with.
Matt's like, if he hits me again, I swear to God, he's doing it on purpose. I'm like, I'm just fucking driving, Matt. I don't know if you quite understand. I don't understand why you're in the way.
Matt was being a baby, but it's like after he said that, it wasn't 2 seconds before you plowed into him again.
I was always going to hit him. It wasn't intentional, though. I was just fucking trying to do things. I didn't understand. I mean, I'm no good. I was just fucking holding the gas pedal down. I'd have hit you, too, if you
said. Gerald, you couldn't have timed it up any cleaner. He said, if he hits me again, I'm going to fucking quit. And then he T-bones him. Basically, as the sentence finishes. And Matt, to his credit, rips the fucking power cord out. I mean, he's just offline.
That reminds me of the Last of Us one where someone took a kill. He was like, if someone takes my fucking kill again, I did not take the kill.
I think like, what we're remembering here is that Matt's a baby. I haven't played games with him in forever. I still talk to him a lot. He's matured. I think he wouldn't be that way now. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know because we haven't played anything in a long time. But I forgot that he used to just rage quit games all the time.
Right.
Speaking of rage, Dan.
Dude, yeah, Dan's also matured.
The baby brought it, his kid. It'll do that. But before that, dude, I was fearing for people that he was talking to.
He calmed down a lot even before that. But I'll tell you, Dan's younger days, like if you know, at Sony had always been listening back then like they do now, he might be in jail. Because he said some things you can't unsay.
Right.
And he said them on a hot mic, I think, sometimes. He said them in an open lobby sometimes.
Yeah, he got a little upset.
Yeah. He never got upset, I don't think, at any of us like that, but boy, he sure got upset at strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said some just real hateful things to people.
And then some of the most odd comments were Patman. You know, outside of Gerald's moaning and groaning when you'd
make him moan at everything that was even remotely sexual.
Yeah. He'd be like, hey, I'm heading in here, guys. I'd be like, oh, I'm walking through the door. I don't know. Fucking, what am I supposed to say? He's coming on me. Gerald be like, yeah.
It used to be like every other thing that was said was followed by,
Yeah.
Yeah. He grew out of that too.
Yeah.
So that's where I remember it. We were all playing Fallout, and I would say something, or somebody would say something, and Gerald was just like, yeah.
You know about like, Fallout 76?
Yeah.
That wasn't even that long ago.
Right.
I know. But he's grown up. He don't do it anymore.
It wasn't even that long ago.
You don't play Fallout 76 with me either.
Also, we're all missing. That was only like 4 years ago, I feel like. Right.
Back when the game wasn't that great.
It used to be bad, though. It was like every other thing. You're like, yeah, I'll take one of those.
Yeah. But Patman would say, hey, let's fuck these guys. I was like, Patman. Didn't come out the way, or maybe it did. I'm not sure, but.
That's his catchphrase.
Yeah.
Anytime we were playing Rocket League, he'd be like, let's fuck these guys. And I'm like,
Yeah. And then after we win, he's like, I'm going to do that move I always do.
Yeah. And he never did it. Yeah. I don't know. Those are good old days. I enjoyed spending my time playing games more back then than I do now. But I think that's part of like how I've grown up. I love it still, but I love it in small sections. I don't like it for 20 hours a day, and I don't ever like playing when the sun's up. Unlike you guys, you'll still pull all dayers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I get into something. I don't watch TV, though, so I'm not a – unless it's sports or something like that, I don't sit down and physically watch TV.
Yeah, I don't really watch TV either. It's just I need I don't know. I feel like there's things I could do that aren't games. And plus, it takes a special game to make me want to play it like that.
Right. Yeah, like Psycho Shit you did yesterday. Listen, for all the listeners out there, you probably know it's hot. But here in the Kentucky Clarksville, the Tuckasee area, as we'll call it, was hotter than Satan's asshole yesterday. And my boy was out cutting up a tree, mowing the grass in long sleeves. And, you know, y'all know how he does. He's mentioned it multiple times, but he's just fucking flirting with a heat stroke.
Shit has to get done.
Yeah. You could have been in fucking asshole deep in a great game, but no, you're out there.
Well, I have 2 days to get shit done before the week starts over again. The yard looked like Jumanji out there, so it had to be cut. You do what it takes.
It's 82 today.
It's raining.
It's gonna stop.
You're the one that mows in the rain and don't give a shit how your yard looks. I mow mine when it's dry.
Okay.
Gerald, did you mow yesterday?
No.
Did you go outside yesterday?
Yes.
Look at his forehead. Of course he went outside.
That's probably just his blood pressure from you being on the show.
I went outside to check the mail. That's the only time I was outside yesterday.
So you spent as much time outside as Howard did. I'm a big believer that heat is like cold. At a certain point, it's just hot. I don't know that 90 feels any different than 100 to me. It's just hot.
Well, your body will adapt to it if you're out there for a while.
Yeah, and I hydrate every day properly because I like to drink water. Mm-hmm. So where you really get yourself into trouble is if you become dehydrated and then you continue to be in the heat. I feel like I'm never at any risk. Like there was no moment yesterday after I was outside for 4 hours in the scorching heat where I thought I might fall out. Right. Also, look at my forehead. I didn't even get burned. Look at that. Clear. No red.
It's because you walk around in all that fucking hazmat gear.
It's called my PPE. It's my personal protective equipment, and I do wear it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I don't, that he and I talked about this last night. I said, dude, I just don't understand. You go out there with all that gear on to protect yourself from poison ivy, but the heat stroke be damned. Like, I just fucking risk that.
I'm not going to get the heat stroke though. I will get the poison ivy. And then you know what he said? I've never had poison ivy. I'm like, well, you're not allergic to it.
Yeah, I've never had it. But, and I would venture to say I've been in the woods way more than you. But here's what I will say. Poison ivy's never killed anyone to that I know of. Now, Gerald can fact check me on that because I don't know that to be true. But I would just think that I don't think anyone's ever died from poison ivy. They might have.
It's terrible, though. And I don't know that people die from a heat stroke. I think they die from dehydration. But I could be wrong.
I need you to fact check that because I think way more people have probably died from a heat stroke.
But I don't think you
did. It said yes if you're allergic to it.
See? Bingo. Bingo, bingo.
So you could probably have severe allergies to it, and I guess it would fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how about you be a little more sensitive?
You don't have severe allergies. You're just being a bitch.
I get
There's
it.
There's a difference. Getting it. Hold on. Getting it and being severely allergic to it are two different things.
When you say you're allergic to something, you don't have to let people know the severity. Like, you don't have to tell people, like, hey, peanuts kill me. You just say I have a peanut allergy.
Yep.
The people that just get a little sore throat from peanuts, they also just say they have a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Joel, does the heat stroke kill you or does the dehydration kill you? Also, what even is a heat stroke? Share your screen, too, because all I can see is that luscious bed behind you. It's weird that I'm so used to the only being two screens. It's weird to have three of us. Someone doesn't have a camera, though. I'll let you guys decide who.
It's me.
Okay. Heat stroke can cause permanent disability or death if a person does not receive emergency care. What does that mean?
Yeah.
So your body temperature raises over to 106.
That's fucking hot.
Scroll back up. Your temperature can rise to 106 for higher or higher within 10 to 15 minutes. So it's like extreme heat.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you go shut yourself in a car with it being 95, you're dead.
Yeah. Like, that's not the situation. I'm in open air.
Bruh. Okay. It's hot.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was just hot.
It was hot.
I can't believe I'm having to have this conversation with you about a heat stroke.
Right.
Versus poison ivy.
Hey, that article says what it feels like to die from a heat stroke.
Do you all remember when I said this is going to be like the debate?
Yeah.
I told you. Hold on.
Who wrote that article, what it feels like to die from a heat stroke? How do they know?
I'm with you on this one now.
Right.
Who wrote that? That one time I died. It's from Outside. That's a website, apparently.
Amy Ragsdale and Peter Stark.
They better both be dead.
Shout out.
Now it says what it feels like when you have a heat stroke, but that's not what the link said.
Yeah, the link said,
hey, look at this.
We can't see you.
Scroll back to the middle. It says their name's there, and it says it's originally published in 2019, but it was updated just 2024, just a few days ago.
We got a little new info.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think when you get real hot like that, you can get sick. Like you can, I've been so overheated before that I've been sick. But it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I bet it's more rare to die from poison ivy though.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe it's more rare to die from poison ivy than heat stroke.
Yeah, it says if, when I was reading the poison ivy thing, it said a lot of people who die is because they ingest it. They eat it.
Who's out there eating it?
Even if you don't have an allergy to it, why are you eating those?
Mm-hmm.
Who's like, what's in the salad? And you're like, don't worry about it. Just have it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I put Caesar on it. Just have it.
Mm-hmm. Won't be to taste.
Got a light balsam.
Yeah.
It's a new spicy Caesar.
I got a balsamic vinaigrette on top of there. I think you're going to really enjoy that. Like, well, it looks like poison ivy leaves. You're like, nah. That's a spring.
So here's what I'm saying. Look. The next time you're outside, just fucking risk it for the biscuit, man. You'll be fine. Who was it that got on here and had poison ivy? Someone we know had poison ivy and had poison ivy in spots that shouldn't have it.
Oh, that's a non-friend of the show. JB.
Yeah.
He got it on his face and his eyes. Ooh. And the only way you can do that is if you're touching your face. And this goes back to the Gerald and the batshit thing. You shouldn't just be touching your face with dirty hands.
Right.
Correct. Hey, I have bats. After y'all talked about that, I was at the pool one late evening. And
he doesn't mean a community pool. He means the big ass pool at his house that he owns in privileged neighborhood.
Okay.
Have you been invited over to the pool?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I could go to the pool. Yeah.
Yes, he has.
I can't be an asshole about that. I could go to the pool.
But yeah, he chooses not to partake.
Go. So you should be upset, Gerald.
I know. No barbecue. Here's what I'm gonna say. No game sitch barbecue. No friends play games barbecue. Hey,
no, he has people over. He just doesn't have us over.
Right.
What? Huh? Don't be like. I have bats.
Okay. Oh, bats. Have you ever got their shit on your face?
Never. Hey, but they're drilling mosquitoes out here, and I love it.
Yeah, bats don't allow mosquitoes to exist. Now, that started as a story about bats, but it ended with us knowing that Gerald doesn't wash his hands enough.
No, I wash my hands.
You just think that whatever's on your hands has to end up on your face.
Hey, people are always touching their shit and touch your face right after that.
Yeah, people that I hang out with.
You don't know.
You know, every time I see somebody with pink eye, I'm like, you wiped your ass and then touched your face without washing your hands.
I think there's other way to get pink eye, but I don't know because I've never had it. I think pink eye comes from babies and dirty things.
Or the toilet paper breaking your finger going up your asshole and then you're rubbing your face.
I'll take this leap with you. If you don't have a baby and you have pink eye, you probably did something gross.
Yeah.
But I like to leave a little. I like to leave a little opening for babies.
Could have been a wild night. Never know.
Yeah, but if you have a baby, you could get a pass. But if you don't, you probably rolled the dice on a couple sketchy things.
Yeah.
Or you had the one ply, and then an itchy eye.
All right. Let's talk some games.
Oh yeah, you don't like this?
No, I'm just saying we've been going for.
We just talked about games forever. We talked about Rocket League. We talked about you being a Call of Duty Prestige 4.
Hey, that's awesome. I was never Prestige.
So what'd you play this week?
Just Party Animals and a multiplayer Madness game of the week, Sea of Thieves. Now, you hated Sea of Thieves this week. We could just dive into that.
No, I had fun.
No. You didn't leave the boat.
No, I left the boat a few times.
No, when it started you off the boat.
No, when you guys were on that big, huge, weird island, I jumped off the boat and looked because I thought I saw something.
Right before we ended. Ever got off. Yeah. No one ever saw you off the boat.
You wouldn't let him off the boat.
No, I even volunteered. I said, I'll stay back because you waited on the last one. He was like, no, go. I'm on Reddit. Don't worry about it.
No, I didn't say I'm on Reddit. I was looking out for the other ships and looking around.
Hey, he was fucking on them other ships, though.
Do you like this game or not?
Yeah.
Do you think Padman likes the game?
Yes.
See, I think Padman likes it, too.
I think he likes it. I don't think he loves, but I think he likes it.
Well, I don't think he loves anything that we've ever picked.
Do you think Walt likes the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I like it as much as I like anything.
Yeah. Which is not much.
Like, I'm not big on showing excitement. Mm-hmm. Neither is Gerald. Gerald's not a very exciting person either. Like, he keeps it pretty even. You and Padman are the emotional two.
Yeah.
Just like now.
Right. No, I played it the next day, Friday, for a little while.
Y'all should have played it together. He played the next day, too.
I did. I started playing the Tall Tales.
Yeah, a mission we could have done together, but that's fine.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to play it enough to get the Captain Jack Sparrow stuff done.
You don't know what we're going to do?
Dude, log on. I told you this. I told you, look, Gerald, I'll just be straight up. I called him the next day, and I was like, hey, after everybody's done and this runs through, I'm probably going to be done.
Yeah, he meltdown.
He said, why? And I said, well, here's why. I said, sometimes whenever we get to game night, it feels like, damn, I got to play the game. And then you hop on there, and you're on there, and you're just trying to figure out an excuse to get off. That's not why we intended to do this. So I was like, you know, it's not because it's my game or Gerald's game or Patman's game or even his game, but it's to the point to where games should be fun, right? We should enjoy it. And there's some games that you and I or I'll enjoy more than the rest of you, and you'll enjoy more than the rest of us, and vice versa with the other two. But the point is, it seems like we've gotten now to where, hey, I don't want to upset someone, so we're going to try to play a safe game, and no one, like, we're enjoying ourselves, but no one's having, like, a blast with it. Like, when we first started, when I picked Hello Neighbor, we were rolling the very first night, but after that, it was, like, we could have went to something else, because it wasn't as fun as it was the first night.
Yeah, I think that the way we do it, like it being a month long and it being spaced out, is part of the problem. But I also do think it's that, which was what we talked about, in that, like when we started, it was like it's a game either I wanted to play or something I wanted to expose you guys to. And now it's shifted to like, what's a game that we might all enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
Which is never the idea. It was. So when we first started, it was just going to be me and Howard, and the whole thing was I was going to play games he wanted to play that were two player that he knew that I didn't want to play, like I'd always held off on, or he held off on bringing up because he knew I wouldn't like it, and then vice versa. I would pick something that I wanted to play that I didn't think he would like. And then we expanded to four, and we still kept that idea. But somewhere along the way, it switched over to, like, what's something that hopefully everybody won't hate, or I won't pick this because Patman will hate it, or I won't pick this because Gerald will hate it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like people spend too hard. I don't want someone to have to buy something. Like, none of those were concerns early on.
Right.
And now it's like we've put all these guardrails up, and I think it has led to, but the making excuses to get off early, I think, is just me. I think I'm the only one ever trying to get off early. Yeah. I don't think anyone else is ever trying to go. Mm-hmm. I think that was just me every time.
Well, we start at 9:30 though. So there's that too.
Now I don't know about anyone else. I often think, damn, it's game night. But I don't think everybody else is thinking that. I think that's just me. But I'm like that because I'm a routine guy. Like, we get on, we play Party Animals, we get off around the same time every night. We start around the same time every night. So when anything in my life is different, I feel that way. It's not like specifically the games. If anything is different than what my routine kind of normally is, I'm always like, damn.
Even though I
may get on and have a blast, I'm still like, that's still my thought leading into it. It's like, damn.
Well, I have a couple nights, you know, a couple of Thursday nights where I've been like, shit. But it's because my Thursday was shit. But it's poor preparation, you know, leads to poor performance. Y'all have heard that before. So
yeah, I have heard that before.
Leading throughout the week, I could have probably taken a night or two off when I was tired and gotten some good rest. But no, I trudged through and sit here and try to smash a controller because Party Animals is being a dick. I'm not just playing bad. It's just the game being a dick every time. And I should have just went to bed, but I don't. And then Thursday night, it's like bulled up.
You know, that's another contributing factor to me. I think my work has been rough for like the last month, maybe even a little bit longer. It's just been so busy and so much going on. You could work 7 days a week, 18-hour days, and not be caught up. And I think some of my frustration on Thursday nights have come from work and the amount that I have to do. But I feel like I'm able to have fun once I get there. It's just that even when it's my game, I have the same thought. Like, it doesn't matter whose game it is or what it is, I have the same thought of, like, damn, it's game night.
Yeah. What's your thoughts, Gerald?
Well, I'm the opposite, because where you guys play all the time, every together, I'm different, because I talk to Ryan on Sundays. And then I might jump on once every couple of weeks when you guys are playing a regular game. I just might jump on and talk to you guys. That's like that night is the night I get to talk to everybody.
See, so and I think that's Patman's.
And I look forward to that.
That's what I think Patman approaches it too. It's the only time we ever play with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he automatically is excited for it because it's the only night we ever get to do it.
Yeah.
See, like, but, and I like the games that we'll play outside of like the Thursday night, like we did Walkabout Mini Golf. You know, those are the games I look forward to playing. Like this Sea of Thieves, I thought this is a game we might actually play a little bit more because there's so much to do in this game.
We lock ourselves down to Thursday. There's no reason that you can't send a text out and say, "Hey, does anybody want to jump on Sea of Thieves?"
Oh, right. Yeah, it's
instead, yeah, there is, because you're going to be like, "Nope."
Who?
You.
No, if Gerald sent a text out and said, it's bullshit. Me and Gerald played a walkabout together solo.
Hey, Gerald, shoot one out and ask him if he want to play Lego and see what happens.
If we play Lego Fortnite, I will play
it. He'll be cutting a goddamn tree down at midnight.
No, listen, if we're going to play that game, I'll play it. But if it's stand around and watch each other simulator, I'm not going to get on there.
Well, see, that game was, I was disappointed. But Sea of Thieves is a game I would play a lot outside of, like,
I would play Sea of Thieves on multiple nights. I don't have a problem with Sea of Thieves. Like,
I'm calling y'all's bluff. We're going to try this shit.
Okay. Try it. Now, here's what I'll say.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's a game that I'm having fun with. Now, if Gerald shot him a text outside of Thursday and said, "Hey, Zombie Army 4, ?"
Right.
I'd probably be like, you know, I think that game has ran its course for me.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I was saying, if it's a game like this, we did Walkabout Mini Golf and then something like this where we're all having fun with it, then yeah.
Demio, Walkabout Mini Golf, I would play those two anytime at all. Sea of Thieves, I would play whenever. I'm trying to think back to some of the other ones we played there. Like if somebody texted me and said, "Hey, you want to play Dead by Daylight tonight?" I would play that. Mm-hmm. I thought that game was fun.
Yeah, wait till Halloween.
I mean, that's the best spooky time's best time to play spooky time games, but yeah, I mean, like those are all things. Like if the game is fun, I would play them anytime, but we wait a week, and I think that it's easy to cool on something and you're in the middle of doing something else and then you have to like stop and jump back in a game that you haven't touched in a week. I think that is a little hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Sea of Thieves is probably a game we should be playing 2-3 nights a week all the way until we're done with the 4 weeks so that we can actually accomplish some stuff.
Yeah.
And then we could decide if we wanted to keep going, you know, after that. But, you know, it's a game that we're doing a disservice to the game by playing it once a week.
Well, that's why I said you're never going to get the tall tales at one night a week, a couple hours a night. That one night, you're just not going to get those tall tales done because they take, some of them take some time. Like some of them, you're going to log on and it's going to be all you can do to get the part of the quest done to move to the next part.
Yeah.
Because it's lengthy.
I've had fun every time we played Sea of Thieves though.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that.
But I think we have a plan going in where some games we don't. We just hop in and we're like, "All right, what do y'all want to do?"
But, you know, for me, it's like we get on at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, we're getting off. You know, you don't accomplish much in any game for 2 hours. And a game like Sea of Thieves has to be played more than that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that when us three were playing Minecraft, man, I was having a blast. But then it just got real stale because Gerald would be doing his thing, you would be doing your thing, and I would be out doing my thing. And I know that Minecraft's more designed to appreciate that, to where people can do their own thing, but yet still play together. But like Gerald said, I enjoyed the time of just being on there, you know, goofing off. And then when he would get something done or you would get something done, you'd be like, "Hey, come here and check this out." And I'd go over and look at it. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I always look forward to. It's like, "Hey, man, I did this when you the other day. Look at this."
Yeah, I think exactly what you experienced during Minecraft of like you didn't have a thing to do once you did the things you wanted to do. That's how I felt about like Fortnite, Lego Fortnite. You and I had already played it. So everything that I accomplished in the 4 weeks that we played it, I had already done all that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we weren't doing anything as a group. And so I could see how in Minecraft you had the same experience. I guess it's different for me in Minecraft because there's always something else I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right now, if Gerald said, "Hey, I fired the server back up," there's things I want to do in Minecraft right now. And we haven't played the game in 2 years.
I would hop back in. It's just that game doesn't lose it for me. It's just we got lost doing something else. And And because you need some time to hop in that game and play and to do some things you want to do. Like when I watched that guy build that, and I know he was in creative, but he was building that house in the side of a cliff. I was like, man, there's so many cliffs on our map there. That would be neat to do.
Yeah, it's I think that me and Gerald, the way we're wired, the way we play Minecraft is that we always have something to do.
Yeah.
And the way you and Patman play Minecraft is like you need to go out and adventure and you need to go do some things. And him and I aren't really wired that way.
Yeah, I want to kill some shit.
Yeah, Gerald wants to make sure we have 15 of everything ever been put in the game. And I want to make sure that aesthetically everything looks good and flows good and, you know, all of that stuff.
Joe's like, trying to break the code. He's like, you're never going to need this piece of wood again.
You're like, I'm going to go out and get this. He's like, I got it right here, though.
Yeah, fuck adventure. It's right here.
Yeah.
Right.
Use that and I'll go get some more. You just
hey, Cult of the Lamb be a great game for him then.
Cult of the Lamb is it's not going to work that way. Cult of the Lamb is not the kind of game where you can't be OP at Cult of the Lamb. You're going to have to play through the runs and then you have to go back and take care of your people. That game is set up to where it kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
But Minecraft is set up to where you don't want for much on our map. Like, it's probably there in the world's biggest warehouse.
Yeah.
And
Amazon.
Which, you know, I feel like we took a lot of pride in how things were laid out and how things look. And, you know, to me, making those, like, automated machines work, that makes me a wreck because it's not really supposed to work that way. And so when you can use the way the game is built for things like that, I find that to be really rewarding. Mm-hmm. But I understand, like, when I'm building something and I'm lost in the sauce over there for an hour while I'm building it, and then Gerald's like, oh, I got, you know, 15 extra pickles. And, you know, I understand how it doesn't leave much for you to do.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, somebody let my goddamn dolphin out. Anybody? Yeah. Anybody?
Right. Yeah, and you owe us apologies because we put that dolphin back.
Yeah, okay.
We didn't let it out, and we put it back.
If that dolphin could talk.
It's still there when I checked last week when I played it.
I wish the dolphin could talk because we knew how heartbroken you were going to be that it was gone, and we went and got one.
Mm-hmm.
Put it back for you. And you're still a baby. I always
knew it was the same dolphin. It didn't love me the same.
It maybe it didn't love you the same, but we didn't let the dolphin free. Now, Gerald might have.
I didn't let it free.
Patman. The time Patman was in there, I blame him.
Yeah. Patman doesn't seem like the guy that would turn a dolphin loose, but someone did it.
Yeah, for sure, someone.
And if you want to launch an investigation, I would support that. But I'm telling you, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Because I would tell you if I did it, because sometimes you need to be hurt. And I like to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't let the dolphin out because I know how hard it was to get the dolphin to start with.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was challenging.
Now, let me tell you what I truly think happened. I think that the game just glitched out because it does sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think your dolphin glitched out.
No.
That's what I think happened.
No.
I don't think anybody bludgeoned it to death.
Yeah, because I remember running over there and I was like, hey, his dolphin's gone. You're
like, yeah, what? Gerald's the one that knew, so it is a little bit like he smelt it, he dealt it.
No, I ran sus. Over there.
Mm-hmm.
I log
on and he's like, hey, don't say anything, but his dolphin's gone. And I'm like, well, he's a big baby and he'll never play again, so let's go get the dolphin. So we go out with boats and lassos and we bring a dolphin 65 miles back upriver to put it in your fucking aquarium and you're still talking about it 2 years later.
And luckily you were able to watch, luckily you watch him do it the first time so you could see how to get back there, because we couldn't even figure out how to get in there at first.
Dude, it's a whole disaster. You had to like do a waterfall and swim up the waterfall with it lassoed on.
Yeah.
It was a whole situation.
It was. It was mine.
Yeah. And you got that sea turtle pond over there.
Love it.
Sea turtle sanctuary.
You still got it, Gerald?
Yeah.
I need to send you some money to take care of that. Because I would like to hop back in there sometimes. I don't even remember what the fuck system I was playing it on.
You're playing on PlayStation. We always play on PlayStation.
Remember we had to do like some weird thing where his account was lost on one.
Yeah, he's stupid. I forgot.
Yeah, that's right, because Lie2P got me that time.
Yeah, you're playing on like, I love the D is your username on there. You had to like log in through like a third-party app to be able to play Minecraft.
Yeah, probably. Because Mojang can't get it fucking figured out.
Microsoft now.
All right. So, Mark, did you play anything besides which you and Ryan played?
Yeah. Of course, I played Party Animals in our game night, but I played some more Dredge. Still dredging along in that game. That game's pretty good. I've been playing it on my since I've gone back to the iPhone 14. My backbone works again with it. Because the backbone I bought has the lightning plug, so the newest iPhone wouldn't work with it. So I thought it was kind of lost, but I've been playing Dredge on it, and it's been a pretty good time. Played a little bit of Lego Fortnite since the last time I was on here. Moved my base kind of over to yours. I don't know if you've logged in and seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So I kind of moved it over there so we can kind of create one big town there whenever you want to play that. And then I'm looking forward to a couple of games. I downloaded a couple of things. I just downloaded Robin Hood Sherwood Builders. It's on Game Pass. So I'm going to check that out. It's literal Robin Hood, rob from the rich, give to the poor. But you build up their towns and things like that. I think it's just single player, though. I'm not. It's RPG, so I'm not sure that if it's...
I thought it was multiplayer.
It may be, but I'm not sure that it is or isn't.
I could also be just incorrect, but I for some reason thought it was multiplayer.
And then I downloaded and I'm ready to play My Time in Sandrock.
Which I would also play that game because that game's got a lot of like supply gathering and town building and things like that.
It says Robin Hood, Sherwood Builder, single player.
I like he's sniping folks with that bow. That long bow.
Yeah.
My Time in Sandrock is new, but it is available on Game Pass, both PC Game Pass and Game Pass. It's the follow up to My Time in Portia or whatever it was.
Yeah. So those are a couple games that I'm looking forward to getting in and playing. Of course, Party Animals, I've still been just kind of rolling along with it. And I play a little bit of Forza. Usually it's when me and Ryan are on and he's getting ready to get off. I'll hop on and play it for just a little bit. Played a little NHL last night once he got off because I was waiting on my smoker to see what it was going to do before I went to bed. So I played a game of NHL. But yeah, that's pretty much my gaming, but, also looking forward to trying to get some more PC games. I've been eyeballing a couple. I think it's an old driving game. I think it's called Beam Drive or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is pretty old, but it's the game most of the time, if you're watching a TikTok and you see somebody just jumping off into a hole and seeing a chance of survival and stuff, it's that game.
Okay, gotcha. Now, when you play your PC games, are you just mouse and keyboard, or do you have a controller?
I have a steering wheel, controller, Xbox controller, and or mouse and keyboard. I mean, it, when I play, crap, I can't think of that cop game name. Hold on, let me click on it here. But, when I play it, it's mouse and keyboard. You can't play it Ready or Not. Okay. So when I play Ready or Not, it's just mouse and keyboard. But if I play like Red Dead Redemption 2 on it, then I use the Xbox controller. Raft, I think Raft I'm playing with when me and Ryan did play Raft, I think we just mouse and keyboard. I can't remember.
Yeah, you have to. So like I'm playing with a controller, but you do have to use the keyboard for certain things.
Yeah.
So even in playing that, we got to get back to that game.
Yeah, we do. Say,
how about that game?
We do, and we didn't play it. I thought, what did we play? Like maybe a night or two, right?
Yeah, I think we only played it twice.
Yeah, I think we went away from it for some weird reason we did, but it's good. It's challenging, and it's good. And then there's Project Zomboid, which I play with a controller.
I also play Zomboid with a controller.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, me, I actually played Dredge also. Finished the main storyline on
Pell Reach.
Yeah, Pell Reach. I have to do the one side quest. I guess not. That'll be done there. But then I'm just going out there trying to get all the aberrations of the creatures.
So Pell Reach is just more Dredge. There's not really a point to ask what you thought about the story because that's not really how Dredge works.
Right.
Did you enjoy the gameplay though?
Yeah. Yeah, it took me a minute to figure out, remember how to do everything.
But yeah, that's definitely a part of it. I had the same issue where Dredge feels familiar, but like how to play the game didn't. And switching equipment in and out, things like that, which it requires you do in Pell Reach, it was a little bit of an adjustment for me just because it'd been so long. But man, I got back in the routine pretty quick.
Yeah. Now, I did notice that I felt like the controls were a little off. I was crashing way more than I used to.
Yeah, I don't know that the controls are different, or if you just, when you play so long, you get used to how the boat controls. So by the time the boat gets fast, you're pretty good at it. The boat's very floaty, and at the speeds I was at, I also crashed all the time. But, you know, it's also different in that we have so much money that, you know, repairing it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm rolling around broke as fuck in that game.
Yeah, for a long time, you're broke as fuck in that game. It's only once you have everything and you're just selling all fish, you got to get crab pots. And crab pots are the key to that game.
Yeah.
They sell high. They don't require any work.
Yep. Then I'm constantly have my big net that just constantly grabs fish.
Oh, yeah. You always got to be net down, too.
Yeah, net down all the time.
Yeah, net down, crab pots everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So I played that, Fallout 76 on Tuesday, Minecraft, played Ghost of Tsushima. So still getting some gaming in. Sea of Thieves.
Just before we move on, I have so many crab pots they won't even let me have more. That's how many you should have.
Gotcha. Do you only do the big ones? The largest one?
No. So I have some that I just had out before that I never swapped out. But for the most part, it's only the large ones.
Yeah. No, I have I had one small one. I just worked my way up and I have a bunch of the bigger ones.
But the game will actually tell you that you have to remove one to add more.
Yeah.
And put them near the dock. So all mine are near the dock, except for my deep water ones. You put them near the dock, dude. When it's a new day, you can go out there, empty them all out, sell them, and then go out for your day. And it takes like 20 minutes of your day to do it that way. That's how you break that game. Crab pots.
Yep.
Now you haven't done any of the flag stuff.
No, I found one. I got one flag. I found. Yeah. And that's it. So. I don't know what that's about. And then I found a stone.
There's like a flag on each island.
Okay.
I used a guide for the flags. You could just go search for them. There's like one on each one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the paint colors are based on the crabs, which I did not use a guide for. But there, you have to bring him the aberrations of the crabs, and then he'll mix up that paint color. And once he does, you have it forever.
Okay.
And he's over with the guy that runs the pawn shop over there that wants to buy the watch.
Yeah, across the bay.
Yeah.
Fuck around that pawn shop.
Yeah, he's running that Dredge pawn shop. Dredge is such a good game.
It is.
Are you looking forward to the old rig?
Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
Yeah.
If you would actually play it, Howard, you could be called up in time to jump right into that.
Okay.
I'm taking my time getting operations because I don't want to end it, like get it all done and then have to wait.
You don't want to do it like I did. I got you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to play it that hard, but it's so damn good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you got in the way of news, bro?
Yeah, let's get in some news real quick because we've been running long. This will be one of our longest podcasts in a while.
Ever.
So PlayStation has announced the monthly games for July. The first three will be Borderlands 3, Among Us, and NHL 24.
Fucking stellar lineup right there. I like that.
Yeah, sure.
I will get in. NHL 24 is not bad for free. Mm-hmm. If you had to pay for it, it does have a little glitchiness here and there, but the game is pretty decent. And of course, Ryan, you know, Among Us, man, that could be a multiplayer game night. It couldn't make it 4 weeks, I don't think, but it could make it 1 week and it would be hilarious.
I also think hockey would be fun if we were 2v2.
Yeah. Oh, Borderlands, yeah. Though, not interested in. I beat that game.
Because if we're there, not only would there be fights, but also the idea of like teams rotating and me and whoever dunking on somebody and then getting just destroyed the next game and then switching teams. trying to prove that you were the guy that made you win before. Like, I think hockey could be fun. Again, it probably for not sure. For 4 weeks.
Right, but for free, I wouldn't hesitate to pick that game, but I wouldn't want to make Gerald or Pat Mann buy that game.
See, you got to stop. You got to stop with that. Fuck them.
I hear you.
Fuck them. They
like Wreckfest. We're on a budget. Man, we're on a budget. I just knew it wasn't going to be fun destroying them.
I don't think that's
shot at you, Gerald. You just don't play racing games like that.
Right.
And Patman's just bad at racing games.
Yeah. If it has a gas pedal, he's not good.
I think financially, you wouldn't be in a game club if you couldn't afford a game.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, like, you have people who, I mean, if they have to buy a game, they have to buy a game. The one that I'm planning on picking, everybody has to buy. It's $14.99.
All right.
And I don't give a shit. You can leave the club. Yeah, you can leave the club or you can buy it. But we have to stop picking stuff that everybody's like, oh, well, I hope they like it.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We know a guy.
Gerald, move on.
Zombie Army 5. Here it comes.
He's pissing me off. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to pick it, pick it, but be unapologetic about it.
All right. So the new Astrobot game, the file size is massive. It's the new game. The Astro Playroom, let's say, last year's Playroom was 11.7 gigs, and this one's going to be 66 gigs.
God.
Yeah, that's fair, though, because the first one was a built-in, like, free game on the system to show off what it could do, and this is a game.
Yeah.
Is Rockstar making it?
Don't be that way.
Right. But, also, with some Astrobot news, the Days of Play community challenge out there for Astrobot, if you missed it, getting the Astrobot avatars, there is a redeem code that you can get.
I missed it.
If you go to, it's universal. So if you want it, that I can forward to you guys if you guys didn't get that.
Yeah, just shoot it over to us.
Okay.
A screenshot of it.
All right. For the fans out there, just go to Days of Play, PlayStation.com, Days of Play Deal Community Challenge, and it'll show the redemption codes all in there. It's at the very bottom right.
It's also MKHX-PJGL-HQA2.
And it ends July 11th, so you have until July 11th.
Anybody that had a fucking pen just in their right hand ready to go.
They can rewind.
I like to think everybody listens with a pen in their hand in case I say something they want to remember forever.
Oh, shit. Hope not.
All right, now, with the PlayStation Star still being down, apparently they're out there. Any rewards that are going out there to automatically giving people the rewards if you complete them. But the idea is you don't know what rewards are out there. So it's like a guess. You have to go online, find someone to get it. Like Ghostbusters is like the big one right now. So if you play Ghostbusters and all the new stuff with that, you get a bunch of rewards.
Hey, who the fuck's in charge of that program that can't get her back online?
You got to assume somebody got fired.
Yeah. I've
never seen something just go down and be like, man, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, especially like a rewards program or something like it.
People have money tied up in it. Like they're like actual financial rewards tied up in it. And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it sounds eerily like a company I worked a lot of years for.
Yeah, it's just broke. I don't know if you understand or not. It's broke.
Yeah.
Right. PlayStation VR 2 has a game coming out at Tycoon, title Arcade Paradise. So it's an arcade game, Arcade Paradise in VR.
Yeah, that headset's still $500.
Yeah.
It is still expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
But the game definitely looks like something that we would all play. I'm not going to show the
trailer.
What's
it called?
Paradise VR. Paradise Arcade.
Arcade Paradise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if it's on Quest.
Okay. All right, so there was a bunch of stuff going on this week about Days Gone being they're supposed to do a second and third game for that. Well, someone from the company came out and said that's not true. John Garvin came out and said that there's a bunch of stuff with the game. And then Kevin McAllister came out and said, I apologize to our Days Gone community for continuous getting fed false hopes and poor information by people looking for likes. It's not fair to you all. We are currently working on new IP, and we'll have actual news to share when it comes come from our studio.
Yeah, I think Sony Bend has been pretty clear that they weren't working on Days Gone.
Yeah, but there was a lot of people going crazy over to Days Gone. I had someone message me, hey, Days Gone 2 and 3 coming.
Yeah, I think that game caught a weird following after the fact, but I don't know how interested in Sony is in keeping it alive, because it feels very similar to Last of Us, which is their focus there. But it does win the award for the most porn sounding name ever for the lead character. His name is Deacon St. John.
Yeah.
That's real porny.
Yeah, I enjoyed the game. I 100% platinumed it, completed it.
Just a quick update. Arcade Paradise VR is on MetaQuest. It is a 4.5 out of 5 stars. It's $19.99.
Oh, shit.
It also says free 2 to 10 day delivery. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, could be a minute.
I don't know what that means, because it's all just instant, but that's fine.
All right, so quick Xbox news. Just one thing. Xbox is bringing cloud gaming to your Amazon Fire Stick.
Sure, I guess. Just another way to play.
Just know the Amazon Fire Stick, I mean, can it handle it?
I mean, they wouldn't put it on there if it couldn't. It
says Fire Stick, really? The 4K Max and the Fire Stick R-Cube. TV can do. Okay, those two would be on there. It doesn't say anything about the Fire Cube.
You guys have smart TVs, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I got my TV, it was like when you pulled up Netflix, it was like instant. Like you click the button, it's like, what do you want to watch? And now my TV is like 4 years old. Everything works pretty crappy on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's slow loading anything. It takes forever. And I've gotten to where like I use my Xbox mostly for those kind of things, because it's just so much snappier. So I think this probably works well now, but I think you give this a couple of years and it probably is unplayable.
Yeah.
As the technology moves forward, but the device you're playing on doesn't. So I would say if you're going to do this, now is the time to do it.
This is just another step for Game Pass going everywhere.
Yeah, that's eventually what's going to happen. I mean, the success of Sea of Thieves and Grounded on PlayStation is very telling to where Xbox needs to head. They just need to make that thing playable in every toothbrush and toaster that comes out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the next news item I have, Miyamoto.
I'll hit your head for a second.
Who, me?
Yeah, you just fucking didn't know words were coming out.
Miyamoto says Nintendo aims to have one $30+ million selling game every 3 to 5 years. So they want to put a banger out every 3 to 5 years that sells a bunch.
It's also always Miyamoto's game. So right. I feel like he can say that because it's always something he made.
Yeah. See, Mario Kart 8, Deluxe, Animal Crossing, Smash Brothers, Ultimate, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, or to name a few.
Type in Miyamoto. I know we have news. Type in Miyamoto and see the things he's created. Okay. Just get this list out of the way real quick. Find that wiki. They have like a list of games. There you go. Donkey Kong.
Mario. Yep.
Duck Hunt. Baseball, tennis, Duck Hunt.
Hogan Dally. Excitebike, Kung Fu.
Zelda. More Zelda, more Mario. F-Zero.
Star Fox.
Wave Race. I mean, it's the games that Miyamoto's been involved in is incredible.
Yep. Yoshi's
it's
Island.
Everything Nintendo.
Let's see more recent. So he did take a break from 17 to 21. He only made Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, he did Mario Odyssey, Breath of the Wild, Pikmin, Wii Fit, Wii Music, Wii Sports. I think if you look at a lot of this stuff, though, he's not just like, he wasn't involved. Like, he's the creator of like Mario and Zelda and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It says what he is there, producer.
Right.
Designer.
And he started what, in 77, I think the first game was.
It's an incredible career. So if that guy says our goal is to sell 50 million of a game, I'm like, yeah, probably. Yeah. Nintendo just does it different.
All right. So the Luigi's Mansion 2 trailer came out. Were you guys into the Luigi's Mansions at all?
Yeah, I like Luigi's Mansion. I have them all.
Well, part 2 is coming.
It's an HD remake coming to Switch.
Yeah. Remaking everything. I got more news on the remaking stuff. Epic Mickey Rebrush releases September 24th for $6, and you get this little Mickey Mouse statue with a little brush.
That game was good.
I like that statue.
Statue is also real good. When I went to E3, they were showcasing this game, and they had actual Disney artists there, and you could get them to draw anything you wanted from a Disney character within reason. And I got them to draw Mickey with a paintbrush. So I have like a Disney artist that hand drew the Epic Mickey, basically.
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It would look good shadow box behind the statue is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one, the Atari 50 is getting more games. They're adding 39 new games this year, and then they are added 19. There's 19 games now, and they're adding 39 more.
You ever miss the Atari, Howard?
Oh, he's gone.
You ever miss the microphone?
Oh, he's muted.
He's muted because he's stupid.
There he is.
No, I had somebody come in. Sorry. What'd you ask me?
Do you ever miss the Atari?
Absolutely. I had a 2600 and a 70, I think a 7600, 7800, one of the two. But the 2600 is what my brother bought me. It's introduced me to gaming.
So do you ever think about getting back into something like this where they re-release the Atari?
No.
Like that's a time and place. You love that memory, but you don't want to go back to it.
I don't know. I kind of like this. Like if you would have put that into like a, what is it? I'm trying to think of arcade style machine. Then I think it would be something I would like to have. But you know, the Atari games don't interest me, even when they were giving them away, you know, to be able to play on regular systems and stuff. But yeah, it's neat.
If you had like a multicade with them on there, you would play it though.
Maybe. I mean, it's neat.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'll go with it. It's just neat.
I like it. I don't see me getting one, but I think they're cool.
Yeah, that's what I got the Lego Atari.
Yeah, same. Good.
Same. Just all right. So there's a bunch of re-releases real quick, or redos, remakes.
Now, hold on. I don't think I got the Atari. I think I'm lying. I think I only got the Nintendo.
Nintendo. Okay.
Yeah, don't let me just be on here lying.
Damn, Trump.
I just seen the Atari.
At I got six Target handicap. Game.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed is being remade according to Ubisoft. They're gonna bring a bunch of Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, Revelations in the Ezio Collection, Black Flag, which is number 4. Another remake they're doing, remaster, is Dead Rising, which I like the first one. The first one I had fun with, but they're redoing that one. Another little news story in the Hitman game, they're added a hit where one of the missions is you got to kill Conor McGregor.
What the fuck?
That's stupid but funny.
Yeah, the target's Conor McGregor in this.
What's this about?
The fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Mel from your favorite movie. What was that movie? He was in Roadhouse,
dude. New Roadhouse.
Oh my god.
He's ass out right off the bat.
Let me see what this is all about.
Sounds like for some reason the remote paused right here.
No. No. Fast forward through this part.
It won't unpause. That's weird.
All right. So there's this game that had an indies game con at GamesCon that had a big indie thing, and this game is going blowing up right now. It's called Taco Farting.
I like that you said it's blowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, this is the only thing I can. Like the one little segment of it.
You know. Taco farting.
Here's the guy playing it. It looks like a game people would play. Here, there we go.
Oh, it's like a puzzle game?
Yeah. But apparently this game was the hit game at...
Oh, I see what you got to do there. You only have so many moves to use your gas to clear the level.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You had to fart to distract the cop to get around him.
That's real life. I don't know if I understand exactly what's happening, but I like the idea of it.
He eats that taco and it just fucking gets that right through face.
Yeah, right.
All right, the last is not news, just something I saw. I follow this person on Instagram. He builds custom controllers.
That's pretty cool. That controller looks so good.
Yeah, and here's some of his designs.
That's Spider-Man.
That vintage PlayStation looks good, but that Grand Theft Auto is very Vice City.
He's got several of the Spider-Man ones that are like badass.
BA.
Yep. There's some more of Spider-Man. He's got a lot on there. It's
spend a little money.
It's lots of mods. LAZAMODZ custom controllers. And just like shout this out. One right here is $298. There's this Batman one for $148. There's some more Spider-Mans.
Hey, hold on. Who's buying a Robin controller?
Someone who's a fan of Robin. Or the
No one's a fan of Robin.
That 24K down there looks good. That gold.
I like this one right here. This black and red Spider-Man one. Yeah. There's a custom PS1 classic. It's only $148.
Only. That's a guy with money talking, folks.
Only. No, that's a salesperson.
There's talking. Fortnite. You can get that one.
Dragon Ball.
DBZ. They're neat, but the way I drop a controller, it wouldn't make any sense for me to get one.
Yeah, I just think it's neat that people are doing custom controllers. And
I was hoping for that Nerf one.
Yeah, I'm like, look at this. Wham.
I was just going to see if everybody would start a GoFundMe for Ryan to get a controller.
No, nobody called me out, but I dropped the shit out of my Xbox controller when we were playing Sea of Thieves the other night.
And he has
Xbox. Runs the headset cord over.
Yeah, because if I play with my wireless, you go, look, it's echoing. It's echoing.
Hey, I do like it in 7. That's pretty cool.
I hear myself. Mm-hmm.
But he does a bunch of controllers, just stuff that I'll show you guys.
His name sucks. No offense. Laza Mods.
Could be his name. His first name.
Laza?
Yeah, could be part of his first name.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Am I right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's lots of bullshit, Gerald. That ain't his name.
I don't know. All right. That's all I had for today. You guys got any parting words?
Howard sucks.
Thanks for being on. First time
you're welcome.
In you're 3 years.
It's like a marathon fucking episode right now.
3 years.
It's so long.
Yeah.
It's Ryan's fault. 3 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah. I look forward to the next 20 times you confirm you'll be on, but don't get on.
Right.
That's early.
It's not that early. It's 8 o'clock just for all the adults listening. Yeah. That's what early is to him.
Yeah. Central Standard Time. God's time.
God's time. Yeah. The Lord's time.
All right. So as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials at @GameRush_Stitch or contact me at @HoeEffinShow. That was episode 596. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace.
Good night.